News and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This just in, two people have been found dead in the landing gear compartment of a JetBlue flight that landed in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They were found in a post-flight inspection of the plane. There's no word on who they are or why they were there. That big winter storm that stretched across several states has left hundreds of thousands of people without power and has claimed at least nine lives. ABC's Victor Oquendo with more from Ohio.
More than 10 inches of snow by mid-afternoon in Cincinnati. Trucks backed up on Interstate 471 for miles. The storm's effects stretching some 1,500 miles from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic. The massive system hitting major airports and scrapping flights. A sea of red on departure and arrival boards.
Gusts that could hit 100 miles an hour in Southern California today as Santa Ana winds pick up, raising the risk of wildfires. Today marks 10 years since the deadly Charlie Hebdo newspaper attacks in Paris that left 12 people dead. This is ABC News. McDonald's, now the latest company to roll back some of its diversity policies. It says it will no longer set what it calls representation targets and is ending a DEI pledge in its supply chains. With President-elect Trump set to take the oath of office again in less than 2 weeks, he has also been talking about the U.S. trying to take over Greenland. There's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump has discussed buying the Danish territory as a matter of national security, recently posting, "The U.S. feels that the ownership and control of Greenland is an absolute necessity." The prime minister has said Greenland is not for sale, and now the Danish king has changed the design for the royal coat of arms, one that has stood for more than 500 years, to more prominently display Greenland. President-elect Trump writing, quote, "Greenland is an incredible place, and the people will benefit tremendously if and when it becomes part of our nation."
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are now asking a judge to finalize their divorce after reaching a settlement. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over 8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light breeze, and by daybreak, temperatures will be close to that 10-degree mark. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, highs near the 20-degree mark. It's 12 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, America's mayor held in contempt of court. Former AG Brad Schimmel thinks Dems are guilty of lawfare. And will Wisconsin ever have binding referendums? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Nah. Back in the saddle.
What's that?
24-hour rule. What's I grieve that? For 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Is that going to hold next week, too?
No. That'll be the rest of the winter. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm that saying
was,
get hey, over
that
it.
That was the Nate Bargatze, George Rush thing. No.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Yes. You know, I will tell you, like I said this morning before we came on the air, that I'm surprised the criticism the Packers are getting their coach.
I mean,
they lost the game.
They've been having this.
They're in the playoffs.
And LaFleur is just getting pummeled.
Yeah, he is.
And these same people that are doing it, if they knock out Philadelphia. Matt LaFleur. I wanted to say this before. Coaching. Matt LaFleur is one of the bright young minds right. in all of football.
Underrated.
I don't understand how people don't see this.
Right.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
But I don't. Knock off Philly. That's going to be tough. I mean, that is going to be tough. It's 5 points now.
No.
Spread. So
it might get to 7.
I might go out there. I don't want to bet against my Packers, but
no,
it is kind of.
I'm gonna hold back. If it's up to like 7, if it gets to 7.5, I'm loading up.
On the Packers?
And by loading up, it's $100.
Yeah.
I'm putting 10,000 on this.
Right.
If it gets to 7.5, I'm loading up on the Packers.
Yeah.
That half point makes a difference.
It does.
That half point makes a difference.
Do you see some of the predictions on the score? It's a lot more than 7.
So what? I can make a prediction, too.
Well, yeah. Okay. Hey, I was looking at, because USA Today, I think. Was it USA? Somebody picked the winners, and not only the winners, which they picked the score, and the Packers, maybe it was 4 points, but a lot of it was 10, 12, 14.
I think they're going to come out and play a really tough game. I really and truly
do. Well,
they're
playing for their lives.
They're playing for their lives. And, you know, as far as losing that game to the Bears, that last game of the season, of the regular season for crappy teams, they play their best game of the year lots of times.
Yeah.
You know why? Because that's the image they want the general manager and the owner and everybody to remember.
They're playing for the jobs.
New England Patriots, worst team in the year in the league this year. They were horrific. They beat Buffalo.
Well, and
I know people are resting people, but it's still, you know what I mean?
Well, Kansas City.
Kansas City getting pounded. I know they rested people and everything, and the Packers didn't really rest people, and they should have.
Yeah, I agree.
But
that was,
you know what I'm going to go back to?
But anyway, I think it's going to be a fun game. I hope they're in there. That's all. Okay.
Going back to Christian Watson on something.
Mm.
And I'm not going to rip him for being so, you know, just gets hurt so. And I can't. Is Mark Houston coming in tomorrow, Todd?
Tomorrow? Friday?
Wednesday?
I don't know.
Tomorrow, Wednesday? Friday. Oh, yeah. I'm never mind. But anyway, I want to know if there are, if guys have something a little bit out of whack. What's the word when you're born? Congenitally?
Yeah, that would be
where you're like congenital
heart failure or something.
Yeah, it's right? Like congenital. Yeah.
Congenital. like it's off.
Yeah.
In general. But permanently off though, right? Is that what that means?
But what I'm saying is, I would like to, because I know we've talked about this, but Christian Watson has that one hamstring that's just not strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, does that one negative thing throw off the rest of your body and make you susceptible to other injuries because of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, only because, you know, when you're going through like physical therapy for whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, your other parts of your body are trying to compensate, even with your hip, right?
It's exactly
you
right.
You get pain in other parts of your body.
I have no lower back pain. Ever since I got rid of the hip, since I got an artificial hip, knock on wood, I haven't had a single bit of that lower back pain I always used to get.
But when you do have pain, it does affect other joints in your body. Exactly. Well, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's all connected. That'd be interesting. I don't like when we
But here's the deal, though. Mm-hmm. They had to go through a real special thing to find that out.
Yeah.
I mean, they went to Madison at the top level of, you know, physical scientific research. And I'm just wondering how many even people, not just athletes, have a little something wrong they don't know about, and that, you know, really rips apart a lot of the other parts of your thing.
I don't think the team is. I'm one of those guys that don't think one person is the team. So the fact that he's out.
No, I'm not saying. But okay. But how about this? He averaged 21 yards a catch. Nobody else came close to that. He was their big play downfield guy. Yeah. I'm going to go back to something I thought was a really bad coaching move. Was the Saints game where they're killing the Saints and he was still in the game late in the game. And that's when he hurt his knee with like about 2 minutes to go in the game. That's where he bruised his other knee. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is, I wonder if he was overcompensating for that knee injury and because of that blew out. I'm not trying to sound like a doctor, but if because of that he blew out his ACL just running down the field. He should not have been. I don't understand these coaches that play their star players in a game that is won. Why they play them so long. I do not, for the life of me, I can't figure out the rationale.
Now, there's a cool story. I don't know what team, but the guy, like, caught a pass or did something. And not only did he have a record, but I think it paid him, like, $1 million bonus or something. I think that's awesome.
Jamar Chase.
I would play for that.
Yeah. Yeah, for that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I would too.
See, I think
I told you a story though about my buddy Red Batty told me, which is, this is old school NFL.
That's old school though, but
pulled the owner of the team calls down to the bench, talks to the assistant equipment manager to tell the coach to pull Earl Campbell out of the football game,
so he
wouldn't
eligible.
Get his like 1,000 yard and get like a $5,000
bonus. Ouch. You know what's funny? I've worked at some radio stations like that, too.
Yo, you and me both, my brother.
We'll move the bar a little bit before we give you that bonus.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Well.
So anyway, heading into that ball game, we're going to be talking to some people. You know, another guy I'd like to talk to about that, though. You know, I'm going to try to get on this week, Todd.
Who's that?
Lynn Dickey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I still think one of the most horrific injury in all of pro football, the most needless injury, when the Packers were getting slaughtered by the Rams in 77 or 78, I don't remember which year it was, and he was still in the game in the last play of the game and gets sacked and fractures his leg so bad they said it was like a motorcycle accident.
Hmm.
And he was never the same after that. One of the last plays of the game, and they're getting beat 24-0. Why do you have these guys in the game? Why? What is that? You're playing your 17th game of the season, and these coaches will talk about, well, we got to get into a good. It's been 17 regular season weeks, for God's sakes. Yeah. How many do you need? Jeez.
I'd leave them.
I'm sorry. Did I just sound like Bill Burr?
No. I'd play him. So.
So I was in this restaurant, and this person said something kind of.
And I just switched the words around.
I wasn't offended. Now, if you said these bleep,
right,
then it's an entirely different conversation. Just said. Today is January 7th. It is cold outside. There's got to be a below zero wind chill, I would think. Green Bay 14, Appleton 14, Oshkosh 11. Wind from the north once again, but not as strong as it was yesterday.
But it is great not having ice or snow. This is like Tennessee weather. This is great. I'm grateful. I went out this morning and I do not like snow anymore.
Did you write this on your grateful list?
I do just
the opposite.
Gratitude.
I write down all the things that pee me off. No. Is that wrong?
Yeah, it is. It really is. No, it's.
I might have said something my granddaughter should have said last night.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Careful.
Give me your opinion.
How old is she?
5.
That's very young, but what'd you say?
So she said, Grandpa, I got a little bit of trouble at school. I go, what's this? Well, so we had to take the lunch boxes, and me and whoever had to take them to so-and-so because it was our turn, and then we had to unload the lunch boxes. And the whole time I'm doing it, so-and-so, I don't know what I'm saying, Daly and so-and-so sitting in a tree. Okay, and I told him to stop. He wouldn't stop, and he kept doing it. So I pushed him down to the ground, and I had to go to the principal's office. I said, let me tell you something, Daly. I'm very proud of you for doing that.
I would have bet money on that response.
Yeah, I know. I don't. No, that's, she's got to learn, John, that's not the last time she's going to get teased for doing the right thing. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was the best lesson, but that, I see now, next time she's going to push somebody down. Grandpa, you'll be proud of me.
Absolutely.
I'm expelled for 3 days, but you'll be very proud of me.
3 days, that's like nothing. I can do 3 days standing on my head. Forget about anyway. It. So anyway, today is bobblehead day. I thought we, okay, Nikki's got a bobblehead right here in front of us that we don't have. By the way, I got to tell you something. So I almost called you last night. I actually tried getting hold of Nikki. I had a food question, a cooking question. I didn't want to bother you. I know you had stuff going on.
No, it'd mean last night.
So Brian Johnson brought in those venison brats yesterday. Okay.
Oh,
they were frozen.
I didn't see them. But
they're in that bag.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's what it was. All right.
I put them in the fridge. Forgot about it last night. I'm at my apartment.
And they're gone?
No.
Oh.
But it's like, I just know
Con was here yesterday.
Yeah. No, I came down. They were now soft a little bit. They weren't frozen anymore.
So the question was, could you refreeze them?
Yes. It's null, right?
I don't know. I'm not saying it's null.
I would not.
Would not refreeze?
I wouldn't. How many do you have?
8.
So just how were they?
You know what I would do? I'd cook them off.
I did. Yeah. But here's the deal. I've never cooked a brat that wasn't on a grill.
You know what?
I didn't know how to. You know what? I literally didn't know what to do. So yeah. I'd like look it up.
And they don't look as good. I'm with you on that. Brats, would you fry them or did you bake them?
You know what? I boiled them for 20 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I baked them for 20 minutes.
Not bad.
And they were good. They're delicious. Oh, my God. From Conops?
Yeah.
They are. I ate 2 of them last night right away. Actually, I had half one this morning before I came in. they're delicious.
Yeah.
They're like cheesy brats, venison. So they got that nice, good texture to them.
They put cheese in them?
Seems like it. I'll bring you one down if you want. They're cooked. I can run up during the break. No.
I'm with you on the grill. If they were on the grill,
yeah, then I would
have
had no problem. Just would have put them in.
You have bread or buns or something?
No. Just ate them like that.
Nah, I don't want that.
You know what I put on a little? I don't normally do this, but I had bought the last time I was at Pelkins? Swamico-ish?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Right. I bought a steak sauce that I forgot to bring up to the camp, and I had that there. It was a barbecue steak sauce. It was delicious on them.
Yeah.
Really, really good. I'm going to buy more of that stuff.
Barbecue sauce on brats?
I know. It's a steak sauce, steak barbecue sauce. Normally, you would say no, but I didn't have any mustard.
Well, yeah, okay. I don't know.
And that's the only thing I ever put on brat is mustard.
I wouldn't have cooked them. You know that?
You wouldn't have cooked them?
No, I would have waited till I had the right condiments.
What would you have done with them?
I'd cook them today. Or else I'd go to the store and come back. I'd go pick and save. I don't know, John.
I was hungry.
I see that. That's interesting. I'm trying to think if I ever had a brat that wasn't on a grill.
I've never had one not on a grill before in my life.
Have I ever done that?
But when you... Okay, somebody help us out text-wise. Is boiling enough?
I go...
Yeah, as long as it's cooked, you can eat it, but you definitely want to throw that on a grill or something.
I know, but without a grill, I think I did it right,
You baked
though.
It, yeah. Yeah.
You ate it for breakfast.
I'm good. We're going to start a quick break. Great show coming up. Stay with us.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS, in Appleton and Oshkosh. And I got to make sure I keep mentioning this, 1590 AM. Because I had a good friend out in Dykesville City. It just isn't a good signal in Dykesville, but I think 1590 AM would be. Don't you, Todd?
Yeah, that should probably work for them.
Okay.
Otherwise, the app always works, too.
I sent
okay, he's 73. What do you think he's going to do, Todd? Yeah.
I don't know.
Give me your call.
Get
what do you think you're going to do?
Although.
What do you think?
AM radio.
Hey, you know, I got to tell you something. I want to get him on for our veteran segment.
Yeah.
He's got such a great story in Vietnam, getting pulled up in one of those, the things that, I'd be to just leave me here. I don't want to, because I'm afraid of heights. I don't want to do that. Where they put him up in the basket.
Oh, and he was swinging around?
Swinging around, hitting tree after tree after tree, just waiting to get shot. We're going to give Kenny a call. Anyway, today is bobblehead day. Like I said, Nikki's got a bobblehead right here in front of us. I think she put that there intentionally just to basically say, hey, yo, guys, I got a bobblehead. Do you?
But you can. Those are so easy to get. You could get three or four bobbleheads different, wearing different things. And
Todd?
No, you can. They just go online and get them. That
do you send them a picture of yourself?
Man, yes. Yeah, and they get it pretty close.
That's true.
Can you design your own body type?
I don't know about that. But I don't know if those are as popular.
I'm going to be long and lean.
They used to be, but.
Well, you know what, though?
If you want a bobblehead, you can order one.
I know it's in Wisconsin. Where is the Bobblehead Hall of Fame?
In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee?
Yep.
I would actually like to see that, to be honest with you.
I was watching a John McGivern over the weekend. You know, we were talking about him.
That.
And he was at the Bobblehead Hall
of
Fame.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd, can we get him on the
I'm
show?
I'm working on it.
That guy
I want to watch all his stuff. That thing he did in Marquette was fantastic.
Yeah, he's got a great one in De Pere. I shared that with you guys.
Yeah, I saw that one. You just sent that to us. Yeah, that was
St. Norbert's is on there.
Does
right?
a great job, man.
Naomi Mose is on that one from De Pere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got to get Naomi on again.
Yep.
Yeah. That guy's got great energy. That'd be fun to get him. I think he's super.
Today's Harlem Globetrotter Day. They're coming to town. Or no, they were in town recently, right?
No, I think
are they coming to town?
They come every January.
Yeah.
Like for like
30 I thought it was
years.
Like New Year's Eve-ish they used to come to town. No?
You know what? I went there when the kids were little. Is it New Year's? No. I don't know, but they come here this time of around this time.
They're still entertaining, man.
Oh,
they're still fun.
They
I remember
funny.
Seeing them when I was probably 6 or 7. They came to Marquette,
and that
was just magical.
The bucket of water, and then it's
absolutely.
That's and you got to get.
And that was Meadowlark Lemon. He actually, I was like, we were close in front row, and he did something. Oh, yeah. Looks at me, go something. I got scared. I'd never seen a large black man in my face before, and I literally got scared. No, like,
they do interact with the crowd. They are super talented, and they actually, when you look, they make a little bit of money too.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
So they were at the Resch on the 30th.
Okay.
Oh, that was New Year's Eve.
That's what I thought.
Close to that.
Yeah. Okay. Today's also Pass Gas Day. okay. You know, I could never figure that out when you're in the hospital and you got something. Have you passed gas? And then the first time the nurse said that, I'm like, why? Like, no, it wasn't me.
You got a bat?
It's him. Well, you're going to have to stay a couple more days then. I'm not going to take it anymore day. All right. That, of course, from Network 1976.
Yep.
Which was a huge movie.
Oh, that was great. That was...
Trying to think of the woman's name who was always... Everything she was great in. Faye Dunaway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're the Clyde family, and we rob banks. That was a great movie. Her and Warren Beatty. Wow. Yeah. Bonnie and Clyde. It's a great movie. Oh, yeah. Nicolas Cage is 61. Anytime I'm switching around and I see that Nicolas Cage is in a movie, I go to the next one.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a big fan.
Don't you just know it's going to be a crap movie?
He's just so weird.
So weird.
Weird to watch. His acting's weird, I think.
Yeah. Just yaga. Kenny Loggins is 77.
He's a good one.
Boy, is that Caddyshack million percent?
If you had a movie in the 80s, you had to have Kenny Loggins do your soundtrack.
Yeah. You know, I could see you being something, though, Todd. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
When they were really big, you go to a bar, 40% of the guys have their hair going down over their shoulders and a little bit of a beard. And
I did not.
And the shirt out kind of.
Yeah, not me.
Remember that look? That was the look that they had.
I don't know about the shirt, but I can see the.
But they all had that. They had that look. Yeah. That was where the unshaven look first became popular. Cool. And the hair just down below the collar a little bit.
When those songs came out, I didn't have a beard. there was no facial hair at that point. A little younger.
David Caruso, 69 years old. There's a guy. Remember when they said, boy, did he ruin his career because he left CSI?
Yeah, one of those shows.
No, NYPD Blue. He left NYPD Blue. And they said, wow, biggest mistake anybody's made. Then he finds this thing called CSI, and he's been doing it for, what, 20 years? Or did do it for a lot of years.
Have you seen him lately?
No.
Yeah.
Why? Rough?
Let me grab a picture here.
No, except the guy I'm thinking of, he doesn't get, well, I don't know. I don't know who he is.
David Caruso, red hair.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you've seen him a million times.
That's who I thought it was. He does not get good reviews.
For what?
Acting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I don't know. Boy, I saw a thing the other day. This girl that used to be on, like, Baywatch. She was a Sports Illustrated supermodel. She's unbelievable. Living on the streets in L.A. Got completely addicted to meth. And she's like, I don't want any help. I don't need any help. I'm fine. Mm. And she looks hideous. I mean, she'll be found dead someplace.
Yeah.
But people have reached out. She was gorgeous. She was unbelievable. Blonde swimsuit model. And she's now a street person and a bag lady living out of a shopping cart like you can't believe. And she refuses to take any help.
So according to this, and I may be wrong, former wife of Baywatch star Jeremy Jackson.
Yes.
Her name is Lonnie Willison.
Yes. Yes. You see the before and after?
I see. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim.
I don't see it.
I didn't even think they were the same person.
No.
I thought one of them was a guy.
No, yeah. It's unbelievable. I've never seen somebody. Yeah.
That's her on the left and the blonde mm-hmm. with the coffee.
And on the left, on the right. She's just kind of casual. They're getting a cup of coffee versus how she looks like on the Baywatch type things. And that's her on the right now. Is that amazing?
I thought that was a guy.
Yeah.
That's mental health.
Well, I know. There's not even a question. Yeah. But then throwing the meth.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So. That's too bad when there's help and they just...
She'll refuse it?
Yeah. But they have the right to refuse it. I just...
Well, they do. But I'm just saying it's like... so many people would give anything for a helping hand when you're... And here they're... And she's like, nope, I don't want it. I'm okay with this life. Isn't that crazy?
Yep, it is.
Wow. All right. When we come back, a little while down the road here, Ron Metzler from the Optimist Club talking all about what they do in the community. They are very, very active. Kevin Spencer, Master Illusionist. Master Illusionist.
Ill.
That's going to be fun from the Grand Oshkosh. Dr. K, Revamp HRT. Talk about a healthy new year.
There you go.
And I'm going to give him my opinions, too.
Dr. K.
I could help him out maybe a little bit. I got some ideas. And Laura Wieger, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce, who's awesome. Back after this.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It seems a hot topic the past few years has been the use of renewable energy instead of fossil fuels, and this includes wind energy. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report, and Pete Morris, a Grant County resident who hosts group informational sessions about wind energy projects, is here to explain some of these projects that are popping up in Wisconsin.
Really, we've seen an influx, particularly in southwest Wisconsin, of potential wind projects. A Badger Hollow project just got submitted to the Public Service Commission that's located in the Montfort area down in Grant County. And there are actually four different energy developers who are actively signing up lease agreements across Grant County. And so it's a very hot topic in our part of the state. For a lot of folks, the first time they hear about it is maybe when a neighbor or somebody close to their residence or farm has signed up, and it's the first time they've maybe heard about these projects. And so we're trying to help educate folks and help them make informed decisions.
Moore says that if one of these projects gets proposed to you, not to completely disregard it right away, and to make sure to do all the necessary research to make an informed decision on whether this would be beneficial for you. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those markets right after this.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
Now let's take a look at what the markets are doing this morning. Cash crop corn is down 4.25 at 453.5, and new crop corn is down 2.5 at 443. Cash crop soybeans are down 10 cents at 482.5, and new crop is down 9.5 at 1003.5. Cash wheat is down 5 at 535.5, and new crop wheat is down 4.75 at 556.25. Class 3 milk contracts for January are down 4 cents at 2060 100 weight, and Class 3 milk for February is down 5 cents at 2107 100 weight. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a flurry or two, a high around 20. Mostly sunny in mid-20s Thursday, some flurries late. Currently it's 12 degrees.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll break down all of the hidden symbols and why Beyonce Bowl on Christmas was so important in this political moment. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
For
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Aurora Healthcare Clinics and Hospitals are reinstating mask mandates for visitors at all Wisconsin locations. Visitors are required to wear masks when in contact with patients or in designated areas. Wisconsin health officials are on high alert as respiratory illnesses such as RSV, influenza, and COVID-19 are on the rise throughout the region. Aurora has clinics and hospitals throughout Northeast Wisconsin, including Green Bay, the Fox Cities, and Oshkosh. A man died after crashing into a tree, and a one-year-old child was found in a smoke-filled home Saturday night in Neenah. Neenah police say the officers were sent to the 800 block of South Park, where a vehicle's engine and dashboard were on fire. An unconscious man with traumatic injuries was removed from the vehicle and taken to the hospital, where he died. The child was found in the man's apartment. The baby did not need medical attention and was released to family members. The incident remains under investigation. The Green Bay Public Market is on track to open in the summer. Ryan Johnson, president and CEO of On Broadway, said right now tenant recruitment is his main focus.
It's not a food court, and I think that's really important to emphasize. Right. This is about bringing in a lot of different types of products, whether it's a fish, a butcher, a baker. You know, our goal in this facility, you're going to have prepared food. That's what makes the most successful markets, but it's about striking that right balance. And if you don't have the right tenants, it's a lot harder.
The public market will be able to house up to 20 vendors and provide year-round access to fresh produce and other goods. The $18.3 million project is expected to have a yearly economic impact of $65 million. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a cold Tuesday morning, once again, 14 in Green Bay, 14 in Appleton, 11 in Oshkosh, and we got a wind there. About 7 miles an hour from the north, Todd?
Let me look her up. Right now it's saying no wind.
No wind.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It was blowing when I came in, about 7 miles an hour.
You had your hood up this morning.
It was because when you walk
Washington Street
in
cold.
This corridor,
yeah.
And that wind is coming off the bay, whoo,
yeah.
That is a vortex. What? It is.
It's windy. I because I walk right.
From the reason
as soon as I get to Washington Street, you're right. It's like, wow, this is cold out.
Let me just tell you something, Jim. Mm-hmm. I'm reading this novel, this book, about this guy in New York City. He's a Wall Street guy, yada yada yada. His dad was a Vietnam vet. And it's a good novel. It's a novel. Okay. It's called Up North.
A true fiction?
No, it's just fiction. Okay. Mm-hmm. But even being fiction, guys from New York, and it talks about walking from like the subway in New York City to his office and how bundled up he has to be because when that wind is blowing down whatever street Wall Street's on, he said it's a vortex, how much colder it is right there. Huh. And that's what you have on Washington Street, I think, don't you?
It's windier on Washington Street. I don't know how much it has to do with the bay.
Well, the wind's coming from the north. I mean, when it comes from the north, obviously it's
coming from
colder water. It's a vortex, Jim. I know vortex.
We should get.
I did a science project on vortex one time.
Our friend from 26, Cameron.
Yeah.
We'll get him on.
Okay.
He's an expert.
All right.
Last they all are. A vortex. But he would be, okay. Is it a polar vortex?
Is it a polar vortex?
When you walk from, when you cross Washington Street. Okay. That's a good question. Yeah. The answer's going to be no, but okay.
Why do you say it's going to be no?
Because I think he's going to say it's windy because there's not as much things blocking it, right? There's no buildings. And I think
it makes
a wind tunnel.
Yes. It's just same as a vortex. That's what a vortex is, Jim. A wind. You know what you're trying? You know, okay, when Ford or Chevy or whomever tests their cars in wind tunnels, they create a vortex. And that means that all the air is like it's almost like a bottleneck type thing. Where it comes in that way. Okay. And because of that, it gets a lot stronger.
Okay. Well, Cameron will be on and he'll explain all to us.
Which one of us had meteorological classes in
Not
college?
Me, but I don't I know. Did. That. I think neither of us would be the answer.
I knew people who did.
Well, I know.
So there you go.
Vortex is a whirling mass of fluid.
Such as water or air that can also refer to a state of affairs that resembles a whirlpool, a whirling mass of air.
A vortex is a whirling mass.
That's what we have on Washington Street. Huh?
It says such as water or air.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's a vortex. I know, Mike.
It's whirling. I think it's just windy. Whirling is like it said, the whirlpool. It's turning like a little tornado.
It whirls, man. I was down there by the Heights the other day. It was whirling. Right. Like you can't even believe. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. I'm just saying. One other thing I want to talk about.
Yes.
One other thing I want to talk about. And last time I mentioned this game.
Okay.
Is anybody out there going to the Packer game in Philadelphia that has not been to a Packer game in Philadelphia before? And I want to know how you expect it to be. And are you going to wear your? Are you going to represent? You wear a Jordan Love jersey and all those
guys. Got to.
And I'm not. Somebody just texted in, quote, whatever street Wall Street is.
True.
Thanks, Brian.
I didn't mean it that way, Brian. Yeah. Wow,
that's hilarious.
What's funny is that it passed.
Must feel good, doesn't it, Brian?
That just went Brian. Over. Todd there's and I no, just hey, went
Brian,
over our head.
Hey, Brian. Whatever. Hey, Brian. There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others.
Yeah, it's 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's 6:30 in the morning, Brian.
Wow. If you go to the Eagles game, if you go to any away game, you got to wear the corporate colors.
I know,
right?
But the Eagles fans are really, really nasty. I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just saying, are you going there? And how do you expect it to be? And was anybody out there ever at an Eagles-Packers game, especially with this much riding on it?
Yeah, I.
You want to know what the low moments in Green Bay Packer history has been in my life?
The Giants game, for sure.
Three of them.
Because that Giants game was awful.
Brian Bostic missing the onside kick. Okay.
Did Seattle, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the 4th and 26.
Philadelphia. You know what? That was in 2003 or 4. Three.
Yeah.
That is when my man... Nathan Poole, right? And his birthday is on February 2nd.
That got us into the playoffs.
Right. And his birthday is on February 2nd, which was the same day as the Super Bowl. And I thought, how fortuitous, this is all going to come together. And I'm going to be with him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then,
fourth and 20, bleeping six.
Yeah.
That one and the other one, the Giants game.
Oh,
you know,
I know,
but you got to give the guy credit for kicking a field goal and making it in those conditions that night.
Well,
I mean, he did. In these other games, the Packers screwed up.
They
Brian
screwed
Bostic
up in that
screwed
game.
Up.
They screwed up, and then they had, what, five open receivers?
Well, I know, but I know. But
I just think that game, and the other thing is that it's all at your, it's worse, I don't want to say this, it has a bigger impact at a certain point in your life. And I was all, remember, I had my tickets to the Super Bowl, I had my hotel reservations, I was going to see my godfather.
I was on, when Brian
so
Bostic.
That's why that one bothers
me more. When
Brian
Bostic let that onside kick go through his hands, I was on the phone. I was on the phone calling my brother to see if I could stay with him in Tucson for a few days if I went early for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I was on the phone talking about, I'm coming to the Super Bowl.
That's the kind of stuff that really makes you disappointed.
My other one was it 98 in San Francisco? Jerry Rice fumbled. They didn't have replay, and they called it, no, it's Jerry Rice. We're not going to, I'll never forget that. Packers would have won. And then they throw that Hail Mary pass, basically, to Terrell Owens. I was right in the back of the end zone when that happened. I could see the ball coming.
Wow.
Steve Young slipped going back. He's down. He didn't. Regained his footing. Nobody got to him. Threw this pass, two Packers right around him. Neither one made it. Pat Terrell was one. I don't know if it was Leroy Butler or somebody else was the other one. And they didn't make a play on it. And Terrell Owens just easily caught the ball. I'll never forget that. It's like, why aren't you defending this? And they stood there. Who caught the 4th and 26? Wasn't it Freddie Mitchell? Yep. What has Freddie done since then? Nothing. Basically never heard of him ever again. Yeah.
Who was defending that? Was Burnett in that deal?
It's further down. I mean, 4th and 26, you're talking pretty deep downfield.
Oh.
I got to think Darren Sharper. I think it was Darren Sharper and Leroy.
Did they let go a coach after that? Somebody lost their job because of that, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, somebody did. Scapegoat, but that was awful. I remember that. Now that you bring that up, I still think that Giants game, and I don't know, people may don't want to talk about the past as much, but that one, I was bummed out for a long, long time.
Yeah, I was too.
And I wasn't watching TV. And then they went on to play New England, right?
Yeah. And beat them.
And I wasn't watching the game. Yeah. I was so depressed. You know, and I'm not like that, but I really was. I'm not watching
You know what
TV.
I remember that game the most?
And I remember my wife saying, Jim, you got to come down here. Because,
Yeah. That was a great game. Yeah. Thing I remember most, that's when Ted Thompson gave me his box. I had a bunch of guys that had just come back from Iraq up there. Okay. And next was Coach McCarthy's box. Mm. And he had his whole family up there, nephews and nieces, and they were all crying.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll never forget that. It's like, okay, to us it's a game, and as much as that family was crying.
Of course, yeah. I can see that. Anyway, how's he doing?
Well, do you see the Bears are asked for permission to see him, to talk to him?
That's not a good idea.
Why?
I don't know. He's very well respected here in Green Bay, and I think that might go down a notch if he goes to Chicago.
Worse than going to Dallas for that crackpot Jerry Jones?
I think a lot of people are taking defending Mike McCarthy over. They know he's in a dysfunctional organization, so I think people are like, eh. You know what I mean? I don't think people are mad at him for that. I am surprised he's staying. I would leave.
Dallas?
Well, you bet I would. I'd be like, I can't
at
work
this point,
for this
I would too.
Job.
I'd like to see him in Chicago, to be honest.
Really? I think that'd be fun.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Because I actually think he could help them. And Jim, you're the one
you're
who's
the
like,
big Chicago.
Yeah,
advocate.
You're the big supporter.
You're the Bears fan in sheep's clothing.
I would I would have to call
to be
him.
Honest here. Call it all like
I
it
would
is.
Call him.
He's got his Bears Garanimals on underneath right now.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't see that.
But they reached out. Has Jerry Jones come out with his meeting with him yet to see if he's got a job next year?
Well, he said he's made the decision. He just hasn't announced it yet. Because he wants them calling every day, and he wants to take away from the playoffs. He wants to take away from college games.
Give me a break. Jerry Jones doesn't want to intrude on the rest of the NFL?
No, what I'm saying is the reason he's dragging this out is for the attention. And he's
So he gets the attention. Well, I thought you were saying he didn't want to take the attention away from their team.
I know him better than that.
I was going to say, boy, is that a 180 of who he is.
No.
I mean, he's the closest thing we've had to George Steinbrenner.
Yes.
Closest thing.
But haven't you worked for an organization and just you were doing a good job and you're just like, I can't work for this nut job.
Hmm. Todd? Todd, could I have a bell? Could you give me one, please?
I'm just surprised a guy talented as McCarthy staying there, but whatever. He's making a lot of money, but he doesn't need it. I would not. I'm too much. I would say that's not the right way to say it. Too much respect for myself, but I would not work for someone that is dysfunctional. I just wouldn't do that. I would be like, you know what? I'm going to find something else. I don't care if I'm flipping burgers. I'm not going to work for this nut.
I agree. I really and truly do. I mean, once you've got, when you're, 33 years old and you got two kids, 7 and 5.
Totally different. Or three.
You'd leave that. You don't know where the next paycheck is coming from. But when you've got $100 million in the bank.
Right.
Or whatever number you want to even come up with.
He doesn't have to work.
He doesn't have to work. I totally agree with you on that. I'd say bleep you. Who's next? Bye.
And then you want to make a little money? Write a book about this. Not.
Absolutely. Wait a minute, though. You were in his box.
I like
literally made your wife a drink. Jerry Jones himself went over and poured the bourbon.
Wow.
Right?
Wine.
It was. It was a bourbon. Yeah. He went over and physically met him
a number of times. Yes. Okay. That's true. I'm not going to die. I was in his box.
You wouldn't work for him, but you'll drink with him. Yeah, you'll
drink. It's great food.
Donna, grab some of those linens. They got the Cowboys logo on them. They're embroidered.
They did.
God, man. Where's your purse?
Wouldn't that be great?
He had stars.
Damn it, Donna. I told you to bring the big purse today.
He had
stars.
What
the hell's the matter with you, Donna? We could have loaded up.
I think we took a couple things.
I bet you did. Did you ever take anything from the White House?
Yes, I did. Just napkins, but yeah, I did.
Well, everybody takes a napkin, I guess.
Yeah, you can.
They say people always look around for other stuff.
Well, they're in the bathroom. Those are really, really nice, like towelettes. They're not cloth, but they're not paper. That's like a non-woven. But yeah, they have those in the bathroom.
I bet you wanted that gig when you're in the paper industry, didn't you?
We didn't make those. Yeah,
steal them. Steal as many as you can, people. They'll have to buy more. Mine on the air. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Voting Rights Act of 1965, Section 2, included opportunity for communities of minority voters to elect the congressional candidate of their choice by creating a majority-minority voting district. In 2025, Alabama, for the first time in history, has two black members of Congress. It wasn't easy. Alabama's population is almost 27% black, yet the state had only one majority-minority congressional district out of seven after the 2020 redistricting cycle. Voters sued under the Voting Rights Act, and in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court in Allen v. Milligan determined the legislature had intentionally diluted black voting power. Alabama's federal district court ordered new maps, which the legislature and governor defied, refusing to create a second majority-minority district. Finally, in October 2023, the court chose a map drawn by a court-appointed expert, which included a second black district. Black Alabamian Shamari Figures, son of civil rights activists, won the second congressional district 55% to 45%. The Milligan decision was long-awaited justice for black Alabamians, but a Supreme Court decision in a South Carolina gerrymandering case may narrow already weakened Voting Rights Act protections. We have more on the Milligan decision and its consequences at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
What? Why this?
68.
That's close. A great song.
Great song.
1969.
Great song. That was a great era for music. 68, 69.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, stuff that holds up over time.
Yep.
It really is.
Yeah, that's...
Todd, I think you and I should do a podcast.
Okay.
On music like that. Almost like a Casey Kasem thing. But a little trivia about the different artists and the different things and...
That's
time you
interesting.
Ran into different people, even if we have to make it up.
Right. Well, you would do that. Yeah. I'm having, on my Lean Local show, I'm doing a show on the music scene of Green Bay and how it's evolved.
That's awesome.
It's going to be great.
And I think
I'm
it's awesome.
Tying a little bit country, a little bit Christian, you know, we still but a little do, bit though, more the opportunities of venues.
But what we need to cool. do, is, and they're reaching out changed. To us, they said they'll come down here and play the movie for us. We still got to watch Green Blah.
Yes.
The documentary on the local punk scene.
Right.
We got to do that.
Yeah. No, I just think that's a cool thing because I think music, like you and I both agree, is part of our culture and it's part of who we are and how that's evolved. But even though the music has changed a little bit, I'll give Green Bay and Appleton just a lot of credit for having different venues for these people to perform.
Like no question.
The Carlton and the Meyer Theater.
Well, okay. You
it
know,
doesn't all have to be
but
this.
But that goes back a long way, Jim.
It does.
In my first book, Frontlines. What I did, I researched like crazy. Even a review that a newspaper somebody did on it said, wow, tremendous research. I would go over to the library and I'd go through that microfilm
mm-hmm.
hour after hour after hour after days. And, I mean, like you can't believe because you'd get distracted. You'd find an article. It's like, oh, this is interesting. And you just
right.
read it.
Right.
But what I did is I did all the different things going on in Green Bay the night before the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 6th. All the things that were happening. There had to be at least 30 bars, nightclubs, whatever you called them, that were having live music
wow.
that night. Had to be 30 in downtown Green Bay. It was incredible. And one of them was at Don Hudson's Palladium, where he had the bowling alley and I guess the nightclub upstairs and everything like that. What does anybody know what building, any local history, Mary Jane
no, she would
Huber
know.
Would know, what building was Don Hudson's? I do think he had a car dealership that was in what is now Gather on Broadway.
Yeah, that was automotive. I think that was parts. That was cars?
I thought somebody had told me that was Don Hudson's.
Okay. I mean, there were definitely, that was an auto place. I don't know that there were cars in there, but okay. That's
maybe
cool.
Daryl would know. Daryl Burnett. Yeah, hey, he's in kind of like a local movie.
What?
Daryl is?
With this guy? The guy who's saying the...
No.
Okay.
No. And part of it was shot. I saw the excerpt. He did a great job. Shot at the Automobile Museum. And I saw some excerpts. And the thing is, they were asking for extras, I think, today. And I thought, oh, my God, this would be perfect for me.
Yeah.
It's set in, like, the late 70s, early 80s. So if you have clothes that would go towards that to wear them.
They're filming a movie in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
The Palladium,
I'm not sure I knew that.
The Palladium was at 114 North Adams Street.
114 North Adams. So what would that... Would that be that garage? No, that's on
No, no. That would
Broadway.
Be, like, Delilah's...
Oh, that stretch. What would be a big enough...
114 North or South?
North.
Okay, so yeah, that
okay,
would be
the
Angelina's, right?
What does that look like to you? Oh, is that Schauer & Schumacher's or whatever? What is that? 114 North Adams Street. Somebody go out and walk past it right now. Tell
okay,
us
so,
there.
Well, you got Walnut Street, and then you go to, if you're heading west, you take a right on Adams. That's the 100 block.
Okay.
So that's where you are.
So that's the whole Delilah stretch then?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. There we can see the bowling, Palladium. That's awesome. Don Hudson's Packer Palladium.
Well, that's Schauer & Schumacher.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. With those windows, that's what it
right,
looks like.
Right,
that's
right.
A cool building.
That's a very cool
Why
building.
Why isn't anything in that really
it
cool
needs
building?
A lot of work. A lot of work.
Inside?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love the windows and the doors and all those things. Those look so cool. But the inside, all new, like plumbing probably, and electrical and everything.
Yeah, somebody wanted to buy that and tear it down.
Well, who keeps painting the windows?
And that's us.
Okay.
I mean, that's the city.
Is that just a beautification or just kind of a...
Yeah.
Okay. Reduce, I mean, it's nice paintings.
Reduce,
it really is.
Reduce the criticism. Yeah.
Okay.
That, but the city owns that. And the only buyer that we had, serious buyer, wanted to tear it down and make it into a parking lot. And, of course, we said no to that. That's a cool building, but it's you know, we talked about that.
I know.
Restoring
it's easier to knock them down and start over.
It's unbelievable how expensive restoration is.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
That little corner just can't get any traction, huh?
Right.
Both ways, it seems like Adams and Walnut. That's a tough little corner.
Mm-hmm. And it is. And it used to be the corner.
And it's got that beautiful City Hall building right across from it.
Courthouse.
Yeah. Courthouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Work to do.
Work on that.
It's a work in process.
And by the way,
downtown.
I was joking when I said that beautiful courthouse. I mean, the courthouse is beautiful.
Yeah,
the
it
other
is.
One, the city, your old office building.
That Soviet style? Yeah. What, are you being critical?
The
city
Soviet
Hall?
The Soviet block. That looks like kind of place I'd hate to be questioned. That looks like East Germany.
If they take you in there?
East
in
Germany
handcuffs?
In 1957.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
East Germany. What was their secret police called? East Germans. There was a name or just a kind of scared you by their name. No. The East Germans then. It was Russian, basically. I can't think of the name of it. But that looks like the kind of building you'd be brought to
right.
to be
and the wisdom
interrogated.
Of the wisdom of the people who were making decisions at that time. Did you see what they tore down to build that?
No.
Unbelievable, beautiful City Hall building.
Really?
There's a picture of it, a blueprint of it.
What year would this be?
Probably then, 57.
Okay.
58. Yeah, I would say that, 57. I think the it's just the bad, bad decisions.
It's the coldest looking building
right. and that's
you'd
our,
ever expect for downtown Green
and that's,
Bay.
So that's City Hall.
Yeah, City Hall.
I mean, you go to San Francisco. No, that's the
Is that the one that was torn down? Or is that the current one?
No, is that the one that was torn down?
That's the City Hall, Green
Can
Bay.
Can you believe that, John?
The one that's currently?
No.
That's the one they tore down?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be the nicest building in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
With those pillars and
right.
the whole thing? Oh, my God. They tore that down.
It did. And look what they built, though. That Soviet style.
We may be sending you to a gulag for these parking tickets. Oh, boy. Hey, and we come back. Ron Metzler, Optimist Club. Kevin Spencer, Master Illusionist. And Dr. K is going to help me lose 40 pounds.
There you go.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some Republicans don't seem very enthusiastic about continuing to fund the IRS. Why would that be? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has it?
No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police are trying to figure out how and why two people made their way into the landing gear section of a JetBlue plane and died there. Their bodies were found last night at the airport in Fort Lauderdale during a routine maintenance check on the plane. The flight had originated at New York's JFK Airport. We're learning more about the planning that went into the deadly New Year's terror attack in New Orleans. ABC's Trevor Ault is on Bourbon Street.
Surveillance video shows the suspect placing a pair of coolers at the scene ahead of the attack, where he appears to be on his cell phone before looking up to wave. Inside those coolers, law enforcement say they found steel pipes surrounded by two dozen rolls of nails and a radio-controlled receiver. Authorities also discovering jars of flammable liquid inside the white Ford F-150 he used to barrel into those Bourbon Street crowds.
The massive snowstorm that stretched from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic left 9 people dead and hundreds of thousands without power. This is ABC News.